So you may wonder why this passage wasn't chosen for the sense of sight. And that is actually a question for Christian, because I too grappled with why this passage was chosen for the sense of touch after reading it several times. On Friday night, Christian and my best friend Maureen went to Madison Square Garden to hear the Dave Matthews Band. And as has happened to me in other concerts, I felt a deep connection with all the other people who were in the space. Something about singing together and dancing together in community is a form of communion. And at that moment, I felt connected to all 2,000 people who occupied each seat. We were actually all standing. I imagine probably all of you have felt that as well at some point in your life. It wasn't the physical touch that we all know, but it was the energy in the room, the connection we all had together, experiencing this moment, a moment that will never repeat itself. And that got me thinking, can you feel without touching? In this passage, Thomas is in disbelief. He has heard that Jesus has risen from his fellow apostles, but he doesn't believe it. And that is not unlike the apostles who actually didn't believe Mary Magdalene when she told them that she had seen Jesus, which is interesting because Thomas is called the skeptic, the unbelieving. Yet the apostles aren't labeled unbelieving when they didn't believe Mary Magdalene. And you probably all know why that was. That's a whole other sermon that I'm not actually going to get into right now. So Thomas gets this bad rap for wanting to not just see, but touch Jesus in order for him to believe. And can you blame him? What is being told is, by all accounts, a really unbelievable story. So I was thinking about how each day we take on face value what we're being told. But we only do that if we trust the source. So as a simple example, I read the newspaper every day and I trust the New York Times. And so when I read an article, I'm going to be more apt to believe what they're reporting because I've decided that the New York Times is a reputable source, which is different from Jim Bob Bowe's blog, who I may read and I actually may agree with, right? I may agree with the opinion, but I'm more apt to dismiss Jim because I just don't know who Jim is, much less quote him to my friends. So when we trust people, we make the decision to accept what they say is true. We don't question what they tell us because we have created an understanding, an agreement that as friends or family or colleagues, whatever the relationship, we accept because of the nature of our relationship, that whatever they tell us is true. So if Christian told me that he was walking Walt in Prospect Park and a UFO landed in the ball field of Longmeadow, I would choose to believe him. Even if I thought that was completely implausible, because we all know UFOs can't land in New York City. Now, if he was talking about Montana, I would doubt it, no doubt. And Jesus rising from the dead is just as implausible. And when the apostles speak it, Thomas questions it because he needs to not just see it. He needs to place his hand on Jesus' hands and feel the wounds in his hands and feel the wounds at his side in order to believe. Touch is so fundamental to how we experience the world. In fact, it's thought that touch is to be the first sense to develop, and it's one of the most central forms of perceptual experience. The skin is our largest organ, and it's our sensory organ for touch. The skin contains a variety of nerve endings. These are combinations of which respond to particular types of stimuli, pressures, temperatures. When different parts of the body are touched, you will find that you either have a different sensation. You may become ticklish, you may respond to pain or cold or heat. And it's actually more complex than what I'm describing because haptic touch involves many essential receptors that are actually located in your muscles and your joints and your tendons, not just in our skin. So it's no wonder to me that Thomas needs to touch Jesus in order to understand and believe that Jesus has embodied the human form. Thomas wasn't present when Jesus revealed himself to the other apostles, and we actually don't know why that is. We don't know where Thomas was. Perhaps he was hiding because he was scared, and I would actually say rightfully so. Was Thomas feeling FOMO, which made it difficult for him to accept that Jesus had actually resurrected? In the text, Thomas, after seeing Jesus, and after Jesus says to him, "Put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it inside mine. Don't doubt, believe." The text never actually reveals that Thomas touches Jesus. Instead, it says that Thomas said to Jesus, "My Lord and my God." I think that Thomas didn't physically need to touch Jesus because, like me in that concert on Friday night, he felt him and he knew in his solar plexus that he was God embodied.
We'll hold silence for a minute, and then when I ring the bell, you're invited to share your stories or experiences that were evoked by the scripture or by what Pyrrha has said about the text in her sermon. We begin in silence.